This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Spending a little bit of time talking about the situation that's been brewing with this impeachment. And to be honest with you, it's a boring topic to me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I don't want you turning the radio off. I mean, I'm not boring. I just find the topic tedious. I find it redundant. It's like talking about, oh, slavery and civil rights. And, shut up, please. Jeez. Slavery, civil rights. Donald Trump, he needs to be impeached. Donald Trump, he's colluded with the Russians. Donald Trump, his economy is terrible. It's going to crater. Donald Trump, he's going to start World War III. Donald Trump, he's going to get us in a trade war. Donald Trump, he's mad at black people with the kneeling in the football. Donald Trump, women, they are mad because he touches them on the naughty bits and whatever else. They got all kinds of reasons to hate Donald Trump. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's talk about lecherous guys and women. Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, Lolita Express and Epstein's Island, and him dying in prison because people don't want to know the secrets out there, and on and on. It's one thing to say women will let me grab them by the it's a whole other to say we don't even care. We just bring them in, and the younger and fresher they are, the better they are. And the list of men, if we ever found out what was happening there, it would curl the average Democrat's stomach. They would leave the party in a minute. Same is true of Weinstein. If we knew everything that went on in Hollywood, Hollywood would have zero credibility. Zero. And all the people who know the people who know the other people that are doing the stuff, you don't have to go 2 degrees of separation, and everybody knows what's going on, and nobody says a word. No, but they're protecting the women and the children, right? And they want to protect the nation. That's what they will convince you of. We're all about protecting people, man. We protect black people and women and the LGBT and Guatemalan midgets and everybody. When they protect nobody, all they do is they use people. They use them to fleece them. I was giving a talk about education. I said this. Not that you guys need to hear it necessarily, because you know. But I said, okay, average 80% of kids graduate in America. 20% don't. Just give me the money back for those. Let's just say it was $10,000 a student. Okay? 20% of the students. I don't know how many students there are. 30 million? They cycle through all the time. So if 20%, 6 million aren't graduating, and you were to get $10,000 a student, somebody do the math and tell me what that is. That's a lot of money that is going to waste. Here it is with black kids. Black kids, it's in the 70 percentile. So roughly 70% of black kids graduate, 30% don't. So 30% of black kids aren't graduating. Only one state is above the national average. That's Texas at 84%. The Nevada is at 48%, and good old progressive Portland or Oregon is at 53% graduation levels for blacks. People should be put in prison for those numbers. But then it gets worse, because once they don't get them to graduate, the ones that do, they've faked it. They've cheated, like the Atlanta cheating scandal. By the way, you can look any of this up. They're cheating all over the country. Graduating kids, the average kid is at a seventh to eighth grade reading level. The average freshman, that's the average freshman. I'm not talking about black kids. Then they tell black kids, hey, you're smart enough to compete in the Ivy Leagues or in these other good schools, but just in case you're not, we're going to curve your grades. So they get us to college, and we go out and take out these loans that are all done by federally, you know, they're in collusion with what they call it, the education loan. Is like Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They got a name for it. I forget the name. But it's the only place you can go to get a loan for college is there. If it's going to be a student loan sanctioned by the government, that's in collusion. Then the black kids go to college with that and the grant money that they get, because the colleges say, we're diverse. So the government gives them a crap load of money for being diverse and attracting these minority kids. Then these minority kids flunk out. It's 60% rate. 60% of them don't finish college. And then they keep the cycle going. It's called churn and burn, folks. Churn and burn. Big government in collusion with big education. It's big ed. Because it's all one Ponzi scheme. And you're the patsy. You're the one left holding the bag. It is so patently racist that I don't know why you aren't clamoring to be a part of SeekingEducationalExcellence.org and Purple for Parents, who we've partnered with. Try saying that fast. Five times. We've partnered with them to go be disruptive and call this system out. And if you have any kids in the education system in America or want to be a part of it, you should be reaching out to me at kjradio.com to say, Kev, what do I need to do? How do I start a Purple for Parents group in my area or an education group or become part of Seeking Educational Excellence? But I just want you to understand the government you're working with. So they dumb down these black kids, and then they get these black kids to do their bidding. They say, oh, Donald Trump needs to be impeached. He's terrible. He needs to be impeached because he's working with the Ukrainians. Meanwhile, you know who's working with the Ukrainians? Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, all of them. Ukrainians put Paul Manafort in prison. Mueller didn't even ask Joe Biden or Hunter Biden a question about Ukraine. Nothing. Where are the Podesta boys? Where's Hillary Clinton and her entire staff? Oh, that's right. Most of them got immunity from James Crooked Comey. Anyway, it's hurting them. It's hurting the Democrats. Donald Trump's reelection campaign and the RNC raised $5 million in the first 24 hours of Nancy Pelosi's impeachment announcement. Blowout fundraiser, said Brad Parscale, Trump's campaign manager. Donations from all 50 states flooding in. It's not going to discount the money that George Soros is putting in. I mean, because even when the Republicans outraised the Democrats, that soft money that's coming from Soros and them, I'm talking hundreds of millions of dollars that are going to these super PACs, it's negating a lot. You got your job cut out for you. But that's a rumbling of the support that Donald Trump and the Republicans have at the grassroots level. So don't discount it. Don't discount it at all, folks. I'm going to take a short hop off of this subject because I want to talk more about Muslims and the situation that occurred recently with Muslims, just to break the monotony a bit, because we've been talking about Ukraine all show. I'm not saying I'm tired of playing the game again and again and again, but I'm tired. That's a reference to Blazing Saddles, a movie that couldn't even be made today, which is one of the classics, because we're so sensitive. Well, Democrats, get ready to get sensitive, because you are about to get a rude awakening on Ukraine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
TSA finally doing its job. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Worthless organization, TSA. Searching nuns and grandmas, and I'm talking about American grandmas, four-year-old kids doing cavity searches of them. But you can be in full jihad where they can't even, or hijab or whatever they call it, where you can't even, all you can see are the eyes and barely see them, and oh, you go on through. No need to take off your shoes. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. TSA is a joke. I get stopped at TSA. They, you know, I'm TSA pre now. So, you know, I don't have to take off my shoes anymore because I've been screened. And they will do run my computer. I don't take anything out. I don't take out my toiletries or whatever. If they're bigger than whatever, they'll find them. But it's funny. They can find, you know, that you got 3.5 ounces of something versus 3.4, but they can't find guns. Have you seen the number of weapons that have gotten through TSA? Where they've done it in such a way that it ran through the screening when they do those tests. It's a crazy number. The number that they don't get is astounding. Cause, you know, they have people that set it up to where, okay, I'm going to put in a gun, see if you recognize it. And I'm sure there's ways you can pack stuff to where it fools them, But guess what? That's what the terrorists are doing. 844-551-8255. Do you feel safer with TSA? Be honest. And I'll ask you this question. Have you looked at your ticket, what you pay every time you fly? Because we have to have this new service. When people want to put in the cost of Muslims in America, hey, look at that cost by itself. Look at the amount of security that we've added to the national, because of the, you know, that gets added to the national debt because two or whatever number of crazy Muslims flew airplanes into buildings in America and changed the trajectory of things forever in terms of how we feel about safety. Billions and billions, it's trillions of dollars. But the left will tell you, no, they're good people and they're cost positive to the economy. They tell us the same thing about illegals. We talked about them, and I'll have many conversations about our Philadelphia project, because we are going to do one of two things. We're either suing the city of Philadelphia and then other cities on illegal immigration, letting these illegal immigrants get off for heinous crimes, or we're going to scare the crap out of them, and they're going to stop trying to be sanctuary cities. That's what we're doing. Anyway, we'll talk more about it. Right now, I want to stick with these Muslims and TSA. Two Muslim men were boarding a plane from Birmingham, Alabama to Dallas. They filed a complaint with the Department of Transportation over what they said was blatant racial profiling by a flight crew. Now, see, the Muslims are funny because they've learned from black people. Call it racial profiling. No, it's terrorist profiling is what it is. So, Abdelrauf Al-Kawalde and Issam Abdallah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pissed off at Muslim just for having to pronounce these stupid names. Two Muslim community leaders from the Dallas area said their flight was canceled because the crew didn't feel comfortable with them on the plane. This is American Airlines. Coming on the heels of one of their mechanics trying to sabotage a plane, his brother was a friend of ISIS. He made an illegal trip to Iraq and then sent money over there. But, you know, they're wondering if there might be a connection between him and radical Islam. Anyway, they said everything was going smoothly when they boarded the plane. The men, who were friends but were traveling separately, spotted each other and waved. While waiting for the crew to sort out some maintenance issues before takeoff, Abdallah got up from his seat to use the restroom. When he came out, he realized a flight attendant was standing close to the bathroom door. This is according to the Dallas Morning News. The flight attendant reported that he went to the restroom and flushed the toilet twice. This is what Al-Kawalde said. The last time I know, flushing is allowed in this country, is what he was said. Then when they got off the plane, they were interrogated by law enforcement officers who followed them and had their bags screened again by TSA. Now, I don't know, you know, that it didn't sound, they flew them where they wanted to go. I thought they canceled the flight, but they flew them to where they wanted to go. But they got to, they went and interrogated to find out what was the deal. Here's what I will tell you. Because there are people out there that are going, Kevin, I would feel bad if I was a Muslim and just based on my look, this occurred. And I'm going to save you some anguish, and I'm going to give you a little bit of Kevin Jackson tough love. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. I've been black my whole life. I've never held anybody up, raped anybody, carjacked anybody, whatever. Any of these types of heinous crimes. Heinous crimes, okay? But I'm a victim of every time my demographic, the young black male, does. So when I get pulled over by the cops, I get the same treatment as the thug. If I'm in public in any kind of way, other than the fact that I carry myself with decorum, but there is a bit of skepticism. When I talk to people about politics, they immediately assume that I'm on the side of the social justice nonsense agenda, and they're very tepid about how they talk to me. And I could go on with all of the various ways that I'm profiled. And let me tell you something. I don't give a crap. I understand it. I understand why it's occurring. I understand why a cop may treat me a little bit different. And then the only thing I can do is I can change it by saying, you know what, guys? I'll cooperate any way you need. Now, there are some people in the black community that go, oh, man, you're going to lay down for the, man, I'll be fighting, I'll be talking about racial profiling, blah, blah. Well, good for you. You do a great job of perpetuating the stereotype, which makes him want to go out and shoot a brother accidentally or for the wrong reason because of your big mouth. I'm going to give the dude a rationale for saying, you know what? I was wrong to have this in my head about black folks. And the Muslims can learn the same doggone lesson. You don't get to skip that lesson, Muslims, because you want to know why? Your people tried to blow up the World Trade Center one time. Then you took it down with planes. You hit the Pentagon. You have a professed hatred of America, just like black folks. So don't feel bad when somebody treats you this way. And your only recourse is to say, I understand. No problem, officers. How do we help cooperate? That's what you do. And maybe the next time the pilots and flight attendants will go, hey, no big deal. Maybe America will make the adjustment when you stop trying to kill us, when we can actually trust you. And there's another story. Muslim Civil Rights Advocacy Group. This is CARE for sure. You know it because they don't want to really say their name. But this happened in Canada. They say in Air Canada, a 12-year-old girl, U.S. squash team player, says she was forced to remove her hijab while boarding at San Francisco International Airport. The San Francisco thing of CARE says that the laws were violated when the Air Canada agent demanded that Fatima Abdurrahman remove her religious head covering. Oh, it's based on religion, is it? Abdurrahman requested a private area so she could remove her headscarf in private and in the exclusive presence of female. Well, let me explain something to you, Muslims. We have no obligation to honor this nonsense. People want to get through there. Imagine if there are 50 Muslim women with their hair thing and we got to stop to let you do what you do. How about you just get on an airplane, fly, and get off with as little disruption as possible? This is what we got to draw the line, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House votes on Friday to overturn President Trump's national emergency declaration to build a border wall. sending the legislation to the president, who ultimately will veto it. It's the second time that Congress has voted to block the president's plan to divert money from Pentagon funding to build the wall. On Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says opening an impeachment inquiry against President Trump is about national security. Republican Senator of Texas Ted Cruz doesn't believe Nancy Pelosi is all in when it comes to impeaching President Trump.
I think Nancy understands that impeachment is a train wreck for the Democrats. She has been trying to hold back the hordes. And you know, watching her, it almost reminded me of a hostage video. I think she was blinking SOS.
Cruz, speaking on Fox News, also believes the impeachment inquiry against the president is a mistake. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left are so blatantly racist that I find it very humorous. They don't catch themselves. They live in such a bubble. They don't hold themselves to the same standard that they hold the rest of the world to. And it's funny to watch them. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Steve Cortez is a Latino gentleman. And I mentioned the other week on the show that Cortez gave just an amazing interview where he was being baited by Cuomo of CNN. And see, Cuomo is saying to a man who is obviously intelligent, Steve Cortez, he's of Latino descent. That's the reason why they have him on, because the white folks on the left can't believe that Steve Cortez possesses the intelligence to be able, pardon me, hate when I swallow something the wrong way, to be able to discern whether Donald Trump is genuine or whether he likes him or should like him or whatever. So it's funny, it isn't that Cuomo has some sort of intellectual curiosity, I should say, of Cortez's views, because that would be very different. He would say, Steve, you know, so there's a lot of statements that have been made by Donald Trump that many people feel that are offensive to the Latino community. And so explain to me why you don't find them as offensive as some people may. Now see, that's a legitimate way to ask the question. And Cortez would have said, well, first of all, what those people don't like is the truth. They don't like that Donald Trump made a comment, for example, that some of the Mexicans that are coming across the border are drug traffickers and drug smugglers and otherwise criminals. Now, I would say to those folks, and I'm speaking on behalf of Cortez at this point, I would say to those folks, well, is that not true? And are you in a quandary over how many? Because Donald Trump doesn't say thousands. He doesn't say millions. He doesn't say all. He says there are some of those people that come across here and commit crimes. Now, it is a fact that they do that. So, you get what I'm saying? But he's not fishing for that. So, let's play a little bit of the clip. By the way, Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com is who you're listening to. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. But here's Steve Cortez being talked down to by Cuomo. And we'll cut this into pieces because it's about 6 minutes and I don't want to play the whole thing. But I want you just to hear Steve Cortez debating Cuomo. And you tell me who's the idiot and who's the racist. And by the way, it can be the same person.
The obvious question of whether the president loves all Hispanics or only those who love him. Forget about how he put what he put to you last night. He's not the greatest wordsmith. It was a little clumsy. You recognize that. None of that matters to me. Here's what matters to me. How can the Latino community believe that he loves them when he has said so many anti-Mexican and even anti-Puerto Rican things? How can he love Latinos when he's shown such animosity?
Well, first, I would challenge you on what, and we can certainly go through the examples of what you claim is animosity toward Hispanics. But I think what Hispanics want from politicians, what most Americans want from politicians, is results. And so it's not necessarily so important that they have a man who speaks in an incredibly measured and lawyerly way, someone who will never, ever offend them. What matters is the delivery. What matters is the deliverables.
Now, I want to stop it there for just a second because Cortez says something very poignant. It is as a matter of fact as you can make it. He's saying that, look, you can parse language and you can say, you can want someone who's a silver-tongued devil, but what matters to people is what do you deliver? Now, here's the reason why I wanted to stop it there. There were people that tweeted, oh my gosh, is he saying that Trump is eloquent and all this other stuff? I want you to understand that there were not a few, so many people that tweeted that it stuck out to me. These people don't even know how to listen. What he's saying is very clear. Donald Trump is not that guy. He's not Obama. He's not somebody that'll make it sound sweet, but then you end up, you know, footing the bill. He's somebody who's going to tell you the way it is. It may be clumsy. And let me tell you how this all came up. Because this is the funny part of the story. I sort of left that out, didn't I? Thank you. Producers always give me it, Kevin. They may not understand the context. So Steve Cortez was at an event the night before where he introduced, I think it was in New Mexico. And it was the rally. And Donald Trump said something along the lines of, you know, I probably look more white than Steve. Now, that was considered offensive. And that is what Cuomo is actually talking to Steve Cortez about. That's what they started the segment with, is Donald Trump's clumsy thing. He goes up there and he's like, hey, you know, glad to be here. And I don't know what he said because I didn't listen to the rally, but I can imagine it would be something like, shoot, man, I'm glad to be here among all the Latinos. And he's like, speaking of which, Steve doesn't even look Latino. I mean, I look whiter than Steve. Now, I mean, I'm more Latino than Steve. Now, in Barack Obama, I just want you to, let's put it in the context. If Barack Obama, we're talking about George Hamilton, okay? I don't know if some of these younger kids know who he is, but George Hamilton's got a really deep tan. And if Barack Obama were at some event, and George Hamilton was there, he says, good to see all you white folks out there, and George Hamilton, and then he were to say something like, I'm debating on whether George is darker than I am, I'm darker than George. It would have been funny. And I can tell you point blank, without any doubt, I would have just chuckled at it. I would have said, that's pretty funny for Obama to say something like that. For him to poke fun at the race issue, and that's essentially what Donald Trump was saying. And you know what was so clever about the comment that nobody's going to give him, you know, it's not going to get any credit, it's not going to get any play, is that Donald Trump is saying, look, I don't even know what people look like. I don't even care. All I care about is, let's go back to that magic word that Steve Cortez said. You remember the magic word? Results. See, many people get caught up in, oh, well, Donald Trump, he tweets, and he doesn't say this or doesn't say that. I'm going to tell you something. God is my witness. You can take this to the bank. I know many highly intelligent conservatives who don't like Donald Trump's style. They don't like that he tweets. They don't like that he speaks impromptu and not off the teleprompter, and he'll go at somebody directly. He won't, you know, like make it presidential, as they say. I've heard every complaint, and let me tell you, every single complaint that I've heard, I've also heard the person say, but you know what? You can't argue with his results. I'm giving you a magic word. When you're arguing with leftists, when you're Thanksgiving dinner or wherever else you a party, a bar mitzvah, a bar mitzvah, whatever you're at. Whatever you do, remember that magical word. It is like having a leprechaun in your pocket, or Guatemala midget if you prefer. But you can say, hey, you know what you can't argue with? Results. That is your magic word. Let's play a little bit more of this clip.
Is making their lives better. And in that score, the security and the prosperity of Hispanic Americans, of all Americans, but particularly Hispanics, since that's what we're focused on here, this president has simply been an amazing leader for Hispanics. They have seen their incomes, for instance, are growing at much faster than the national rate for the first time in a decade. Hispanic men are the fastest growing income group of any demographic in America. Small business is flourishing in this country. That's something that's particularly important for our community because statistically, we are the most entrepreneurial demographic in America. So I think a lot of Hispanics look at Donald Trump and they may say, look, I would like him if he phrased things differently. I myself would like it sometimes, believe it or not, Chris, if he phrased things differently. I'm the one who has to come on television at times and explain
what
he says something.
It's not just the phrasing. I'm dismissing that with respect to you and what he said about you last night. You know, you say, here's what people want. You are assuming that there is no basic question of dignity involved, that all it is about their pocketbook. Sure, we care about our pocketbooks, me, you, of course. But right. When you are a member of a group that has been denigrated time and time again, this man who described the caravans coming here as being mostly murderers and rapists, and some, I assume, are good people, and all this stuff about the S-hole countries, and what he said about Puerto Rico and treating them like they weren't even part of the country. You can't forget that stuff when you're in that community, and you know it's reflected in his numbers. You know it's reflected in his numbers. He's got a third of them at best. How do you think you get to a majority?
By the way, but a third of them, let's put that in context. A third of them is incredible, Chris, compared to expectations.
As somebody who says bigoted things about him all the time, maybe.
No, he does not say bigoted. Look, that is not true.
Really?
That is fake news for you to say that he says bigoted things.
Stop
he does
that
not. You
talk,
know,
talk.
No, it's not
fake news.
Stop.
The guy denigrates him on a regular basis.
You know, listen, do you know what is bigoted, in my opinion?
Yeah,
what's bigoted is saying that we are going to turn the border into a racial issue when it's not, all right? Because America is not a race. And so by protecting America, you are protecting Americans of every color, whether they are brown or black or purple.
Welcome back, folks. We only got a little bit more time in this segment. But I want you to just consider the language that people like Cuomo use. They so want, and I talk about this all the time on the program, they so want us to feel bad. He wants to educate Steve Cortez. I don't even know Steve's background, but I'll tell you this. One of the most salient arguments on a TV show I've seen, and he was fantastic. He doesn't need me to speak for him. He was amazing, but Cuomo wants him to feel bad. He wants Puerto Ricans to feel bad. He wants black folks. He brought up all the dog whistles from the racism of Trump, and none of it
this
worked.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
The issue of what we have on the transcript, I think it's important to understand what we don't have. And what you don't have is a quid pro quo. In other words, I'll do this, you do this.
Why do you
That's absent. Your net.
Well, that's because the Democrats that have been on your network and others have been saying that's what this is. But I think there's an important point here, Chris, and as a lawyer, you understand this. Nancy Pelosi went to the podium yesterday for this formal inquiry that she called a formal impeachment inquiry. Now, substantively, it was no different than anything was 2 days before. But she said this before the transcript was even issued. So let's be realistic and be real honest here. What is this? This is politics. This is not a Bob Mueller type of situation where you're looking at various statute rules and regulations to see how they fit into a scenario. That's not what this is.
That's true.
This
what is everybody knows that about impeachment.
This is politics 101.
But that's what impeachment is. It's
yes.
a vote. As President Ford said, an impeachable offense is whatever Congress says it is.
Yes, and that includes, of course, not just the House of Representatives, but the United States Senate.
For removal. Impeachment is all House.
Yeah. Well, no, for conviction. I mean, it's not just removal. If there's a trial, I do not believe that it's going to ever get to that point.
I agree with you. I don't think Mitch McConnell will ever have a trial.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay, so here's the point, though. We cannot, you said this, and you're right, we should not be looking at this in a vacuum. So if we don't look at this in a vacuum, CNN broke this, and this was the letter of May 4th, 2018. And in that letter, three members of the United States Senate, that includes Bob Menendez, Dick Durbin, and Patrick Leahy, wrote a letter to who? The Ukrainian prosecutor. To urge him to do what? Continue and open investigations and continue investigations. And then he asks, the three senators ask three questions. Has your office taken any steps to restrict cooperation with the investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller? Did any individual from the Trump administration or anyone acting on its behalf encourage Ukraine government or law enforcement officials not to cooperate with the Special Counsel? Was the Mueller probe raised in any way during discussions between your government and U.S. officials, including around the meetings with President Trump in New York in 2017? And in the body of the letter, which your network actually got early, what does it say? You know, you've made all this progress, but you're putting all this progress in jeopardy by what? By government officials saying, if you do this, we may do that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow, showing how big of a farce this is. You have three sitting senators, Democrats, who have written a letter to the prosecutor who was fired, who Biden eventually got fired, and they're asking him, have you been impeded in any way to do your investigation looking into Trump? And he says, no. So the very person that Biden ends up firing, these people have inquired for, the very people that they claim Trump is trying to interfere in the election, they have gone in to interfere in the election and supposedly looking for the truth. So when Donald Trump decides, hey, listen, by the way, Mr. President, forget prosecutors, I'm going to go to the top dog. If there was any shenanigans, will you let us know? Do us a favor and let us know. And you know what the left says? He's trying to disrupt things with Biden. The very person, here's some more irony for you, the very person that the Democrats don't want. The attack is on Biden, but they want you to believe Donald Trump is initiating it. They're trying to pass the buck on who's getting rid of Biden. And if you want to add one other layer, yes, it is Donald Trump who's getting rid of Biden. Because if we didn't have a strong enough candidate, Joe Biden might very well have gotten through. He might have skated through. Who knows? So funny. Kevin Jackson, you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Took a little bit of a break during this broadcast to tell you guys some other stuff because my eyes are spinning with just disbelief over this stuff. The disbelief isn't that the Democrats would do it, but that they would think they could get away with it. In the era of Donald Trump, they ain't getting away with this. Art? Carl? All you guys that want to call and feel like, oh, Lord, Kev, I don't know, Kev. I don't know. Here's a Cuomo. This is one of the funniest quips, in my opinion, because it's such a split of hairs, and Sekulow calls him out for it.
The president says in a call, and the White House says in its talking points, that Joe Biden was bragging about taking out a prosecution, which is a lie and a suggestion.
No,
it says it in the call transcript.
Well, Chris, the prosecutor
the White
was
House
doing the prosecution.
I know, but there's
a
big difference.
No, but the prosecution difference. Was doing the prosecution.
You know what that
here's
is?
Why. Here's why.
Political theater.
Please. Not
what,
tonight.
Why don't they go vote?
Here's my point.
Why don't
Hold
they
on.
Vote?
We'll get to
go
that
vote
in a second.
You think this is an article of, Chris, do you think this is worthy of an article of impeachment?
I think that is a case for the Democrats to make, but I think it is a prima facie case of abuse of power.
I just want you to understand the level of hair splitting that CNN is doing. He says they went after the prosecution of the president tweeted or whatever they correspondence. The prosecutor, not the prosecution, the prosecutor. And then Secular is like, well, if you take out the prosecutor, what have you taken out? The prosecution. Now, in Cuomo's defense, it isn't definitive that you've taken it out. But yeah, you have, because what Biden said is if you don't fire the prosecutor and effectively get rid of the prosecution, I'm taking my $1 billion and going home. I don't know if you can split that kind of a hair, you know, with Cuomo, but technically you could, he could try to make that case, but it doesn't fly very well when the whole thing was end the prosecution by firing the prosecutor or I take my money. He didn't say fire this guy and give me somebody that's going to be truthful in prosecuting. He said fire that guy. They can spin it any way they want. And then I love when they're having this discussion about quid pro quo.
You know this. You come from a political family, a well-established, well-known political family. You know what this is. I know what this is. This is politics. A lot of this political theater.
Yeah, but I don't see that as disqualifying here. Impeachment is a political process. You bring this up. I have no problem with the letter. I have no problem with our elected officials going to another country and saying, hey, we're good to you. I hope you're doing the right thing by an investigation that matters to us. None of these politicians were seeking personal advantage the way the president was.
Hold it. Of course they were. Who were they trying to investigate? The president.
They're doing their duties.
Mueller
was appointed special counsel.
Hold it, Chris, doing their duty, and then you're telling me that in this transcript of the president, which you read, and I have read line by line, you're telling me that was a violation of the law or violation of a statute?
I'm saying it doesn't have to be, and you don't need a quid pro quo. What you need is a president of the United States who's putting his own political interests first and using all of these arms of the government to do it.
What did these three senators do?
I do not see it as even close to an analogy. Not even close.
Oh.
I don't.
Well, yeah, you know why it's not close to an analogy? In one, there's a quid pro quo. In the other, there's not.
So for those of you who are trying to figure out what the heck's going on there, Jay Sekulow is saying, the president didn't say, you do this for me, we do this for you. He's saying, look, this deserves an investigation. I hope you do it. And everything that the Democrats have done in seeking whatever information they're seeking from the Ukrainians or anybody else, there's been a quid pro quo. In Biden's case, the quid pro quo is you end this investigation, you get your $1 billion. But as I said, I don't get caught up in all the nonsense of it all. I get caught up in the facts. And the fact is, no board hires somebody for $50,000 a year who's a crackhead. Unless there's a quid pro quo. No board does that. Something went on. And if we had true investigative reporters, they'd tell us. If we had true leftist investigative reporters, I'm sure people on the right have investigated this and have found out how crooked it is. I told you guys the other day, Joe Biden doesn't pay his bills. He feels like, I'm Joe Biden. Why do I have to pay my bills? So people let him get away with it. And they've let him get away with a lot more than that. And it's time that it ends. This so-called whistleblower claimed President Trump pressured the Ukraine president to investigate Joe Biden. What did Trump do? Here's the transcript. Show me the pressure. Show me where I put any. All he did, look, will you do us a favor? He didn't say do us a favor and I'll do you a favor. He says, look, will you do us a favor and look into this? Look into this. Not Joe Biden. Look into Ukrainian meddling, which nobody talked about, by the way. It was all Russian meddling. Will you please look into this? And so the Democrats are mad that he's looking into it. This is where we are. This is where we've come to in this country. Well, guess what? Turns out that guy didn't even have access. They said he did not have direct knowledge of the communications. So what's he doing? He's spinning lies. And you know what the media is all too happy to do? Run with the lie. Look, I think you should run as if everybody's going to be listening to your conversations. But as the head of the free world, should you really have to put up with that when you have to make life and death decisions about troops and a host of other things? Do you think they tolerate this with Obama?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, becoming completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.